From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Arnie Johnson reporting. There is international response to what are being called the Panama Papers. 11.5 million documents released and leaked, showing offshore financial dealings of the rich, famous, and politically connected. The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin is the target, calling this an attempt to destabilize Russia by linking him to as much as $2 billion in illegal offshore transactions allegedly involving people close to the president. Michael Hudson is senior editor with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICJ.
It's not an attack, it's journalism. We sent lots of questions to the Kremlin, and the Kremlin has refused to answer the questions. They did go public several days ago in an effort to preempt our story by charging that ICJ and its media partners were preparing what a Kremlin spokesman called a information attack on Putin and people close to him.
Both France and Britain are asking for copies of the documents in order to investigate potential tax evaders among national leaders noted in the reports. Nawaz Sharif, Pakistan's prime minister, Petro Poroshenko, president of Ukraine, Ala Mubarak, son of Egypt's former president. Putting money in offshore accounts is not necessarily illegal, but the report notes these players often fail to follow legal requirements. South Africa's parliament will begin debate tomorrow on an opposition motion to impeach President Jacob Zuma for violating the Constitution. The Constitutional Court ruled last week that Mr. Zuma failed to uphold, defend, and respect the Constitution. President Zuma responded,
"I wish to emphasize that I never knowingly or deliberately set out to violate the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the Republic."
The court found that Mr. Zuma used public funds to do private repairs on his home. This is VOA News. Greece and the European Union have begun deporting migrants from the islands of Lesbos and Chios, sending them to Turkey under terms of a controversial deal between the EU and Ankara. The predictions of violence failed to come true after the departure of the first ferry from Lesbos early today without incident, as a small number of protesters gathered at the port to condemn the deal. VOA's Luis Ramirez was at the port of Lesbos as the first ferry left.
It was done in a very discreet way, no access given to the media. No one got to see the actual boarding of the ferry. What we saw were buses pull up to the port, load onto a ferry bound for Turkey. This is the first of the deportations under the deal announced by the European Union and Turkey 2 weeks ago.
Under that deal, those who reach Greece unlawfully are to be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. The deal is hoping to break up the lucrative but often deadly people smuggling operations operating out of Turkey. Syria says its forces have seized another town from the Islamic State militants a week after retaking the historic city of Palmyra. VOA asked University of San Francisco regional analyst Steve Zunas via Skype if the militants are losing the war.
There have been a number of strategic setbacks. The ceasefire between the Syrian government and the more moderate rebel groups has enabled the Syrian government and its allies to focus on ISIS and other radical Islamists such as al-Nusra. And as a result, it's become more difficult for the IS to hold on to the territories that they had seized earlier during the Civil War.
Meantime, the U.S. military sources claim a drone in Iraq has killed an Islamic State fighter believed responsible for a missile attack last month that killed a U.S. Marine. In U.S. politics, businessman Donald Trump has stirred up a lot of controversy in this past week on topics such as abortion, NATO, nuclear arms, and the proper treatment of women. Political analysts are suggesting Trump's surge toward the nomination has been slowed, but he told Fox News Sunday that he still hopes to do well in the next major contest, which is tomorrow's primary in the state of Wisconsin.
It would always be better to win. I think I get there anyway, but I like Wisconsin. I like the people of Wisconsin. I think they like me. I've had tremendous crowds. We've had a tremendous response, and I think I'm going to do very well in Wisconsin.
Actually, studies show he may fail there and, in fact, not win the electoral vote, which is how people are elected in the United States. Also coming in second, possibly Hillary Clinton. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.